And he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today is the feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. The origin of this feast is in the 7th century. At that time, the holy city of Jerusalem was under the rule of the Catholic Eastern Roman Empire. Then, in the year 614, Khosrow II, the king of Persia, a big pagan empire, invaded Syria and the Holy Land. He put to death several thousand Catholics, both clergy and laymen, and he also robbed the treasures of Jerusalem, including the relic of the true cross. In 629, Emperor Heraclius of Constantinople, he marched into Persia and recaptured the true cross, and it was restored to its place in the church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem. It was in honor of this restoration that this feast was instituted. It was therefore for 15 years when the holy city of Jerusalem was desecrated and devoid of her most precious relic, the Holy Cross, where Jesus died for our sins. Without the cross, man's life is meaningless, aimless, and he walks in darkness. This week has been overshadowed with darkness, with different bad events in the world. We had our 9/11 anniversary, and many personal news and anniversaries which cause us worry and grief. And we still have the ongoing and seemingly unsolvable wars going on in Ukraine and Palestine, the Holy Land. Besides those, there are many atrocities which are not reported widely. For example, in Nigeria, where Bishop Nkamuke has his very successful apostolate, thousands of Christians have been killed this year by the Islamists. On top of most people's minds this past week has been the cruel assassination of a young political activist when he was giving a speech for students. This murder was a hideous deed which robbed a young wife of her husband and young children their father. But still, it has been surprising to see the amount of anger what this assassination has brought forth. Much more than sympathy and compassion, this horrid deed has raised hatred. So on this feast of the loss and recapture of the Holy Cross, I wish to give some advice how a Catholic should respond to suffering and atrocities. The most important lesson what a follower of Christ must know is that the reason why there is death, wars, and suffering in the world is sin. And what is sin? The Catechism tells us the answer. Sin is disobedience to God's laws. When you were a child and you did something forbidden, you were punished by your parents. Or at least I was. My father used to tell me, you either do what I say, or you'll cry and do it anyway. Your mother and father did not punish you because they hate you. On the contrary, they love you, and they wanted to teach you what is right and what is wrong. In a similar manner, man has offended God by disobedience, namely sin. Therefore, we must be punished, and we will be punished either in this life or in the next. Man's disobedience sprang from pride. He desired to be like unto God. He thought he deserved more than God had granted him. So, as long as this world lasts, there will be sin, and therefore there will also be suffering. Since man disobeys God, his own creator, the only just punishment would be a punishment which lasts forever. But God is not only a just God, he is also a merciful God. He sent his son Jesus, who atoned for the pride of man by choosing the most painful and shameful of deaths. As Saint Paul writes, he humbled himself, becoming obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Our Lord died on the cross to show his endless and unbounded love for us in a way which left no doubts in us. We are saved from the eternal punishment, but we still must be punished for our sins in time. Nothing what we may suffer in this world can be compared to the sufferings of Jesus Christ. We are guilty. He was innocent. In the midst of wars and bad news, it is the cross which tells us how to respond to sin. Our Catholic religion is the religion of the cross, and the church Jesus founded, the Catholic Church, teaches us to embrace the cross, not to flee it or drag it behind us. Cross is the sign of redemption. It stands upon the earth and raises itself towards heaven. Our Lord purified this sinful earth and reconciled it to heaven. In the cross alone is salvation. From it flows all graces and blessings. Because the true religion teaches bearing of sufferings, it is not a popular thing to be a Catholic. We are obliged not only to embrace the cross, but to stay away from the sins and temptations of the world. And that's why a faithful follower of Jesus is often persecuted. In this world, you do not get into too much trouble if you are just for the truth. The problems usually start when you condemn the error. Jesus said, "The world does hate me because I denounce it for its evil doings." We see this hatred almost everywhere we go. About 20 years ago, I read a book by an academic professor from Harvard who wrote that the cross should be banned as a hate symbol. What 20 years ago seemed only like a radical fever dream might be reality one day. The young man who was assassinated, he addressed many problems and bad things plaguing the modern world, and he paid with his life for daring to call evil evil. Many good people have been outraged that some leftists on social media have rejoiced over his murder, and rightly so. The sacred scripture in the book of Ecclesiasticus tells us bluntly and directly, "Rejoice not over thy neighbor's death. We all die and would not have men rejoice over it." But I have also been saddened over the hate that so many of his supporters have shown in social media. Hate is so degrading to a man, and especially to a Catholic. Humanly speaking, it is understandable to be enraged about the evil things in the world. But a Catholic should answer to evil with acts of reparation, not with acts of enragement. Always when I read about bad and enraging acts done by the radicals and of the hate they raise, I think about the popular Italian literary character Father Camillo. In the books and movies about him, he is the pastor of a small Italian village which is ruled by the communist city council. Father Camillo regularly has conversations with our Lord, who speaks to him from the big crucifix inside the church. One day, the communists are having a big rally right next to the church, shouting their radical slogans and waving their red flags. In his anger, Father Camillo runs inside the church, goes to the crucifix, and speaks to our Lord, "Look, Lord, how they mock you. Come down and strike them with a lightning." But calmly and patiently, Jesus answers to the priest, "Father Camillo, why would I have died on the cross if everyone should be punished for their sins with a lightning?" Today, after the Mass, you can come to the communion rail to venerate the cross and show that you love Jesus and want to follow him. We sometimes do feel anger, even justified anger, when we see so much evil in the world. But if God had shown to us strict justice instead of endless mercy, every single one of us would be lost forever. Therefore, make that veneration of the true cross the sign of reparation instead of retribution. As it is said in a psalm, "Kiss the Son so that he would not be angry anymore and you wouldn't astray from the sure path." Those people who defy God and offend him, they will get their punishment either in this life or in the next. As St. Paul writes, "In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those that are in heaven, on earth, and under the earth." you are a Christian, that is, a follower of Jesus Christ. The cross of Jesus should make you sad of how much he had to suffer because of sin. But do not be content with a merely natural compassion for your Savior, who was so cruelly nailed to the cross. Let the cross light in you a deep love for him who offered up his sufferings for you, and then promise to follow and obey him always, in joys and in sorrows. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.